Okay, welcome everybody to our special pre-perm share, really in honor of Myrna Zisman. Every week at Shandy's house for almost 3 years, we learn in memory of Shandy's father and in memory of Shandy's uncle, who was, of course, Mr. Zisman. May the Noshamos have Elios in American Learning. Amen. And this year is an extra special share because it's in honor of you. So it's also in honor of all of you. So let me tell you why. After I finished preparing the shear, there's seats. Don't stand the whole time. There's a couch and there's chairs. After I finished preparing the shear, one of my 10-year-olds said to me, "What are you speaking about?" So I said, "I'm really speaking about women and the power of women and the koch of women." So he said, "I learned about that." He said, "Should I write it down for you, what I learned?"
This is your son?
My 10-year-old. So I said, "Yeah, write it down for me." So he wrote it down. I said, "That's very good. I'm going to say it." So this is the introduction to my shir. He's 10 years old. He's in fourth grade, Yeshiva Darkei Torah. Ready? So when he asked me what I'm speaking about, I said, "The Koach of Women." Quote, "Women can change a man or a husband. For example," I promise, I am reading from this paper.
I have a sheet of lamb already, my granddaughter.
Here we go. Women, I'm starting again. You have to hear what he wrote. And this is really what I'm talking about. This is really the focus I'm going to share. Esther Hamalka is one example of millions of Benos Yisrael throughout time who have been able to change their destiny and shape our future. We're going to be starting talking about the koach of all of us as it relates to Esther Hamalka. "Women can change a man," wrote Yonatan, "or a husband. For example, when the Shvatim met Esav, they hid Dina in a box. But Dina would have been able to change Esav with her beauty. So Yaakov did the wrong thing by hiding Dina. That shows you women have power to do stuff men do not." Good luck! 2 exclamation marks.
Wow.
So now I could finish the shir and hand the podium over to Myrna. I'm just joking. That's the focus of today's shir. Okay, his final sentence was, "This shows you women have a power to do stuff men do not." Okay. Let's go. The Kutzke Rebbe said, and this shirt happens to have 2 pockets, but that's not why I'm wearing it. The Kutzke Rebbe said, "Why do you have 2 pockets? You have 2 pockets because in one pocket you should have a slip of paper that says, 'Bishvili nivra ha'olam.' For me, the world was created. The whole world was created for me. For me as one individual. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. Put that in your pocket. But if you only have that slip of paper in your pocket, you risk becoming what? Bal Gaiva. For me, the world was created. The epitome of that was Paro. Mi Hashem Asher Eshma Bekolo. He said, who is the Almighty that I should listen to him? If you only have one slip of paper in your pocket, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. For me, the world was created. Then you become a Bal Gaiva, an egomaniac. The center of the world is for me. Rahman al Son, may the Almighty have mercy on us. Someone just mentioned to me that the Republican debate is on tonight at 9 o'clock. But talk about Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam and only having one piece of paper in your pocket. Hashem should have mercy. So the Kutzker Rebbe said, put another piece of paper in the other pocket. And the other piece of paper in the other pocket should say on it, Anochi Afar Ve'efer. Who said Anochi Afar Ve'efer? Avram Avinu. When Avram Avinu was davening in Perek Yod Ches of Sefer Bereishis on behalf of Sodom, he says, I've just begun to daven to Hashem, Vanochi Afar Ve'efer. As you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to have in mind, as great as you are, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, in the other pocket you put another piece of paper. And what does that say? I'm but dust and ashes. Anochi Afar Ve'efer, I am but dust and ashes. What is man really? I'm so lowly, I'm so nothing. On the other hand, I'm tremendous. On the other hand, I'm all powerful. On the other hand, what's dust? You sweep it out of the house. You want to get rid of it. What's ashes? It's what's left in the fireplace after the logs have finished burning. On the one hand, David HaMelech says, Ma enosh ki tizkerenu. Pasuk from Tehillim, Kapitel Ches. Ma enosh ki tizkerenu. What is man that you should remember him? Uven Adam ki tizkedenu. How lowly is man that you should count him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all infinite. The Gemara says, Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekomo sho'olam. Ve'ein ha'olam mekomo. He is the place of the world. The world's not his place. He doesn't inhabit this world. We inhabit his world. We inhabit who he is. Ma enosh ki tizkerenu. Man is so lonely that you should remember him. Uven adam ki tifkedenu. What is man that you should account for? Account, take an accounting of him. Vayomer Avram, and Avram said, Vayan Avram, Vayomer hineinu alti ledaber. He just began to speak. Anochi afer ve'efer. So what gives us the right to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because soon we're going to be talking about the Koach of Tefillah, particularly as it relates to women. What gives us the right to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If I'm Afer Ve'efer, if I'm Badast in ashes, what is man that you shall remember him? Then why could I pick up a sitter and say to the Almighty, you know what you should do? You should do A, B, and C. You know what I would like? X, Y, and Z. Who gives me the right? So Rav Soloveitchik says, does an ordinary person have a license to speak to a great and exalted king? Do you have permission to petition the Almighty for your needs? Could everyone hear me wherever you're sitting?
Yeah.
On this side? Okay. Halachic thought, he says, I'm quoting from Rav Soloveitchik, labored mightily to resolve this question. We have a big kasha to resolve. What is the basis for permitting flesh and blood? What is the basis for permitting afer ve'efer to approach the Creator? So there are three basic fundamentals that give us the right to daven. There's three reasons why we can daven. We're going to talk specifically about the koach of tefillah as it relates to women. First of all, Rav Soloveitchik says, quote, prayer is a vital necessity for the religious individual. Think of all of you, every single one of you, how much we need, how much we want, how much pain we're sometimes in, how much joy we sometimes have. Prayer is a vital necessity for the religious individual. Man cannot, says Rav Soloveitchik, conceal his thoughts. He cannot hold back his feelings, his struggles, his yearnings, his wishes, his despair, the bitterness of his soul. Prayer is justified, quote, because it's impossible to exist without it. So the first reason we have permission to daven is because you can't hold everything in here. You have to tell somebody with a capital S, and the somebody who can help you is the Almighty. Man can't hold back. The second reason the Rabbanim permitted prayer is because there's a historic precedent for it. Who set the historic precedent for prayer? Of course, who were the first ones to daven in a meaningful way? The Gemara says, who taught us shachris? There's a chair here. Mrs. Beher, there's a chair. Who taught us shachris? There's a chair. Avram Avinu taught us shachris. Who taught us mincha?
Yitzchak.
Who taught us Maariv? Arvis? Yaakov Avinu, says the Gemara. The patriarchs, Moshe, the prophets, the Nevi'im, fell in supplication before the Almighty. They conversed with him as man would talk to a friend. Through tefillah, we lay bare the passions, the feelings, the pain, the joy in our heart. And therefore, we can rely on the precedent set by who? What did we just say? The precedent set by our avos, our forefathers, our great leaders. Third, tefillah takes the place of
Karbanos.
Karbanos are a basic foundation of Yahadus. Today we don't have Karbanos anymore. The base of Mikdash has been destroyed. The Gemara says if you don't have Karbanos, what takes the place of Karbanos? Tefillah. And therefore, man must daven. The first reason we daven is because I can't hold back. You know when you're bursting to tell somebody the news? You're bursting. You've been told not to, but you can't help it. You tell. That's us vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't help it, even though I'm afer ve'efer. He didn't know how alti ledaber said Avram. I really shouldn't be talking to you. I know I shouldn't be talking to you. Read the Makom Sha'olam. I'm nothing. I can't help it. The second reason is we have the precedent of who? Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. We have the example by who? By Moshe Rabbeinu, the Avos, the forefathers, the leaders, the Gedolim say it's okay to daven. And the third reason is because tefillah is to come close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, karav, karban. We have no more sacrifices today, and therefore, we have tefillah instead. However, as lowly as we are, Anochi ba'afer ve'efer, on the other hand, what goes in that other pocket? Bishvili nivra ha'olam. For me, the world was created. And do you know what the very next pasuk of Tehillim is? The pasuk I just quoted is from Kapitel 8, Pasuk Dalet. What's wrong?
No, she wants to know if you have water, I
said. Oh, thank you. Tehillim Kapitel Ches says, Ma anosh ki tizkerenu uven adam ki tifkedenu. I'm nothing. Why should you remember me? Why should the Almighty remember us? Full of sin, full of lashon hara, full of jealousy, full of impatience. I bench too quickly. Ma anosh ki tizkerenu. What does he need me for? Anochi afer ve'efer. On the other hand, says David HaMelech, v'tachzireyu me'at me'elokim. You made him just a little bit lower than the angels. As lowly as man is, that is how great he is. V'kavod v'hadar ta'atrehu. You crowned him with honor and with glory. So it's such a juxtaposition. It's such a contradiction. That's why he says the Kotzker Rebbe, you need two pockets. You need the balance. Anochi afer v'efer. Ma'enosh kitis kerenu. On the other hand, bishvili nivra ha'olam v'tachzerehu me'at me'elokim. For me, the world was created. What gives us the right to say such a statement? We already discussed why we have the right to daven. What gives us the right to say such a statement? Why do we have the right to say that? Any thoughts? Come on, these. It's too late. You're tired?
Each person is like the whole world.
I can't hear.
Each person is like the whole world. Like when.
Okay, very nice. The Gemara says whoever saves a life is like he saved one person because each person is equal to the entire world. So very, very nice. So I'm just going to bring you three other psukim from the Book of Bereishis that illustrate that the reason man is so lofty is because our neshama is actually what?
Part of us.
Who said? I didn't hear.
Sorry. We're B'Tzelem Elokim, so we're created by Hashem.
Neshama is a chelek Elokai mimal. The neshama, the soul, is actually what? Not separate from the Almighty. It's connected to the Almighty. Vayivra Elokim es ha'adam B'Tzelemo. Elokim created man in his image. B'Tzelem Elokim, bara ozo. He created him, Bereishis 1:27, in his image. It doesn't mean you're here and God is here. It means you are somehow, lahavdil, like a child attached, like a baby in utero, attached to his mother by an umbilical cord. He's not a separate entity from his mother. He is part of his mother. He is attached to his mother. Chelek Elokai Mima'o means I am a part of. Kosh Baruch, do you know how empowering that is? Do you know how awe-inspiring that is? Do you know how powerful that is? Bereishis 2:7. It's interesting. I usually talk about politics. That's how this shir came up, by the way. One time in class, and Myrna happened to be there, I said something, but I don't talk about politics, but sometimes I want to say something a little bit can be considered controversial. I say, but. So then they said, you know, maybe it's a good idea. So I'm going to do the Torah part. Myrna will do the politics part after. But maybe all of us at different times, if the wrong person is in office, Hashem Yirachim, the ultimate example of that was the Holocaust, and I'm going to quote from the book, I Believe, in a few minutes. The ultimate example is when we only have one piece of paper in our pocket. We only think we're godly. We only think Bishvili Nivra Olam. You forget the other paper. Forget that there's another side. You only feel the deep connection. You only feel the power without the humility. So now I want to quote from, did everyone read this?
Yes.
Yeah? Yes. I'm sure the ladies on this side read it.
Yes.
Okay? I Believe, the Story of One Jewish Life by Label Leo Zisman. Okay. We're talking about Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam on the other hand, and Anochi Afer Ve'efer on the other hand. Here we go. I'm quoting with your permission. I may quote.
You got it.
The chapter is called Auschwitz. After a while, they let us back up onto the trains. We continued to our destination. Once there, they kept us on the train until nightfall. I was told later, this is so that the people who came to the gas chambers of Birkenau should not see where they were going. They kept them on the train for hours, so you shouldn't see where you were going. They had powerful, high beams shining at us, blinding our eyes. They thought of everything. But what registered was the smell. A horrible, rancid smell filled the air. A smell we already knew well. As they were opening the wagon doors, the boys started deliberating, should we get out or not? One said to me, Leibka, what do we do now? Let's march, I said. We're not going like sheep. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. I have a tzelem elokim. I'm like attached by an umbilical cord. I'm not nothing. I'm not dust and ashes. I'm an intimate part connected to the Almighty. I'm going to march. I'm a proud Jew. Somebody said, you went off the deep end, Leibka. You're crazy. I got angry. You asked me a question. I told you what I think we should do. If not, like this, each one to his own. And say goodbye. Shema Yisrael. Then we give up. I don't know anything else that we can do except what I just told you. I think that's what we should do. Vatachzerehu me'at me'alokim. Man is so great, he can rise to the highest heights, even in the deepest depths of hell, because he's almost like Hashem. Within a few minutes, a few of the leaders, I was one of the youngest ones, the leaders decided to do what I'd suggested. As we got off the train, I said, let's go. All of a sudden, I became the leader. Line up. Let's do it. We lined up like we had been taught, in neat little rows, five abreast. I ran to the front. We started marching in step, singing Ani Mamin. I believe with complete faith. It's easy for us to say I will believe with complete faith. You know, we read this and we hear this. We can't comprehend what we read and what we hear. I believe with complete faith that the Messiah will come, we sang as we marched. And although he may tarry, even so I await his coming every day. Marching like this, with the German guards staring at us, stupefied, we made our way to the reception building in the camp. And I said in German, halt! The people following him. The guards went berserk. They were shouting, who are these people? Where did they come from? What is this? Marching like that, we looked like Nazi youth. They were confused. Their leader was shouting for papers. But the papers were not there. By divine providence, Hashkacha Pratis, the paper did not arrive. They didn't know what to do. They told us to get undressed. We were allowed to keep nothing except our belts and our shoes. Not that we had anything. No one came from Dachau with a suitcase, you can be sure of that. Some had a fork, a spoon, some had a picture from home. Of course, I had my tefillin, my sitter, my calendar, and my picture of the Rebbe Rayatz. As we were getting undressed to go into the showers, they told us to throw everything into a big pile in the middle of the room. There was already a big pile from the Hungarians who came before us. Shake out your boots. My most precious possessions ended up in a pile. This upset me tremendously. I said in Yiddish to my friends, fellas, we have to make a distraction. I need to get my stuff back. He was not about to part with his tefillin, sitter, calendar, and the picture of his rebbe. And I started a fight. Everybody joined in. The guards were told taken by surprise. 15 minutes ago, we were organized and marching. Now we're fighting like wild beasts. They didn't know what was going on while they were busy supervising our fight. I ran back. I grabbed my tefillin. I grabbed my other things. I put them back in my boots. And I yelled, Genug. Enough. The fighting stopped. Bishvili Nivra Ha'ola means man has tremendous kochos. In the darkest, most difficult, most painful times, don't forget you're attached by an umbilical cord. You're not here and God's here. You're connected. My breath, my soul is his breath, is his soul, Kaviyacha. I have to tell you, the parashios at the end of Shemos, I'm already smiling, are amongst my favorite parashios. Part of the reason is because when you learn them at face value and you look through the Chumash, it seems to be very dry. I don't understand. So much beauty. Who was appointed as the master craftsman? Betzalel, from the Shevet of Yehuda, grandson of Chur. And the Pasuk says, V'amaleo so ruach Elokim, I filled him with the spirit of Elokim. Oh, didn't we just talk about that man is filled with the spirit of Elokim? And he had three kinds of wisdom. What were the three kinds of wisdom that Betzalel was invested with? Chachma, Tevuna, and Das. Okay, it's a Pasuk from Sefer Shemos, 31:3. Chachma, Bina, and Das. What's Chachma? Chachma is, says Rashi, what you hear from somebody else and you learn. So I like to say you go to school and you learn the periodic table of elements from the professor, you hear, now you know it, that's Chachma, somebody taught me. Tevuna is something else. Rashi's Lashon is, quote, Mevin davar milibo, Mevin davar milibo, mitoch dvarim shalom. And someone teaches you something, but you have an enhanced level of understanding based on what you learn. What would we call that in English?
Intuition.
I just didn't hear. Intuition. And finally, da'as. Okay? So, chachma is somebody taught me something and I know it. Somebody taught me 2 + 2 = 4. Now I know. Okay? What did you say?
I said that's what Chabad stands for. Chachma bina.
Chabad stands for.
Oh, very nice. Chabad is chachma bina das. Very, very nice.
I thought you were coming to that.
Yeah. Very nice. See how everything's connected tonight? And then Bina is what? Intuition. Mevin davar milibo mitoch shvadvar shalamad. And finally Das. And you know what Das is, Rashi says? Ruach HaKodesh. Divine inspiration. The papers weren't there. Where are the papers? The German shouted. Get the papers. Get the list. Who are these people? By divine providence. By some measure of divine orchestration, they were missing. Das is Ruach HaKodesh, which we translate as divine inspiration. And now we come to women, which is the focus of today's shir. As my son so eloquently stated, you learn from here, women have power to do stuff men do not. If the world was created for each and every one of us, oh, you missed it? The world was, I'll end with it. If the world was created for each and every one of us, then women have enhanced kochos. Chochma. What does the pasuk say in Mishlei 14:1? About chochma, when I say you know it. Chachmas nashim bansa besa perik yedal pasuk alav. Chachmas nashim bansa besa. The wisdom of the woman builds her house. Ve'ivalas piyadeha to her center. The foolish one breaks the dam with her hand. It's your wisdom that builds the house. It's very, very powerful. It doesn't mean your decorations in your house. It doesn't only mean your own da'aramas. It means you. It means those around you. It means your family. Chachmas nashim bansa besa. So the Gemara says, who's the wise woman who built her house? The wife of? Okay, I'm going to share the Gemara with you. Okay, I love this Gemara. On Ben Peles, Ishto Hitzalto. On Ben Peles' wife saved him. Sanhedrin 109b. What happened? Korach came along and said, we're going to rebel against Moses. They got this guy named On Ben Peles to join the rebellion. And when the time comes and Korach goes down, On Ben Peles has disappeared. Where is he? Why didn't he go down with everybody else? Oh, you want to know why? Om Ben Peles, who saved him? Ishto Hitzalto. Chachmas Nashim Ben Sabesa. You know what she said to him? My Nafkalach Minach, what are you going to gain from this rebellion? Ima Rabba Antalmida, if Moses wins, you're going to be the student. Ima Rabba Antalmida, if Korach wins, you're also going to be the student. What are you getting involved in this for? Amar Allah, he said to Ma'evad, what should I do? Hava be'etza. I entered their deliberations, and I signed on the dotted line, and I swore to be part of their rebellion. So what are they going to do? How's he going to get out? The guy's an honest man. I signed the contract. I can't back out now. She had an idea. I will save you. What is she going to do? What did she do?
She let her hair down.
First, she gave him wine to drink. Ashkise chama. She gave him wine to drink, and she got him drunk. And then what did she do with him? She put him to bed inside the tent. Sanhedrin 109b. Then she sat at the entrance to the tent. So first, he's out of the picture. Why? It's Purim for him. He is drunk. Use sarta lamaiza. She let down her hair. When Korach's men came to get Om Ben Peles, they saw his wife at the front of the tent. They would not go in. They passed by. And this is what Mishlei says, Chachmas Nashim Ban Sabesa Zo Ishto Shel Om Ben Peles. This is the wife of Om Ben Peles. It was her Chachma. It was her wisdom that, what? Saved her husband. The Gemara continues. We're not going to go through the whole thing now. That, why did Korach fall? Because who egged him on?
His wife.
Why should your cousin have all the honor? She said. What about you? He took the kahuna. He took the malchus. He gave his brother the kahuna. What are you, nothing? You know the expression, what do you chop liver? That's basically what she said to him. What are you, nothing? So he said, you're right. She brought down her house. Chachma, the Gemara tells us, Mishlei, women have an enhanced measure of chachma. I'm only on page 1.5. How's that possible? Well, on page 1.5.
We're not rushing.
Bina. The second measure of intuition is Bina. The second measure of wisdom is intuition, Bina. And the pasuk says right back in the beginning, when Hashem created Chava, Vayiven. Oh, listen to the word. Vayiven. Vav and Yud, he Beis Nun. Built. And Elohim built the side, the rib bone that he took from man, he made it into the woman. So what does the Gemara say there? It's very famous. You for sure know the Gemara about Bina. It's Nida 45b. The Gemara says, based on this pasuk, vayivein, same shorosh as built, same shorosh as bina. This teaches us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave bina yesera beisha yoser mi beish. You know who has an enhanced level of bina, intuition?
Women.
Gemara, Nida, 45b. You could look it up. A friend shared the following with me. I remembered when I was preparing the shiur, friend once told me the following story. She went to a rabbi and I texted her. I said, I'm not going to say any identifying information. Could you please share the vignette with me? So this is what she told me. I copied and pasted her text. I went to the Tulun, a rabbi, with my husband for a bracha. He looked directly at me. What did you come here for? He said to me. I said, I wanted to do well, if I need help for my kids, etc. He quickly said, I can tell you have good insight. I give you permission to trust your instincts. The Gemara says, Bina Yaseira Nasna Beisha Yoser Mi Beish. I just thought of something that I'm going to add in as we're speaking about the kochos of women. By the way, you should know something. It's going to sound a little funny in the context of the shiur, but I'm not a feminist. It's okay if you are. I happen to be not. Okay? You have to appreciate the pedestal, pun intended, v'kanu nechoshas, speaking about the kiyar, the pedestal that the Torah puts the Jewish woman on. We don't have to worry about being somebody else. We have so many kochos, we just need to be who we are and who we can be, because who we are and who we can be is so, so powerful. You know what the Kli Yakar says about the Meraglim? Hashem said to Moshe, Bamidbar 13:2, Shlach lecha anashim, send for yourself, men. You know what the Kli Yakar says? Lada'ati, according to my opinion, yoter tov lishloach nashim hamechababos esaretz. If you ask me, God said, I'll tell you who you should send to spy out the land. Women, because they love them. You want to send men? Let's see how that goes down. And finally, da'as. We gave an example already from the Gemara. Women have an enhanced level of chachma. Women have an enhanced level of bina. And finally, da'as. Rashi says it's ruach hakodesh. Where do we see that Hashem says, listen to her voice? And Rashi says that the ruach hakodesh that's in her? You should know. I gave it away. Sarah. Bereishis 21:12, and Hashem said to Avram, "Kol asher tamar lachasar shma bekola." Listen to her voice. And you know what Rashi says? I looked it up to prepare for the shiur. Can I tell you the lashon of Rashi? To the voice of Ruach HaKodesh. And remember, we said a woman has an enhanced level of chachma, enhanced level of bina, enhanced level of das. Ruach HaKodesh is das. Quote: this teaches us melamed shahaya Avram tofel lesara benevios. Unbelievable. Wow. Oh, look what I wrote in my notes, Sharon, in brackets. Wow, exclamation mark. Shahaya Avram Tofel Lesar Benevius. I'm afraid to even translate that because I don't know exactly what Chazal mean, but on some level, Sar was higher in Nevius than Avram Avinu was. So what are we learning? You have tremendous kochos. How we use them is up to us. We can choose to be a Mrs. Om Ben Palas, Chachmas Nashim Bansa Besa. By Besa, we don't only mean the house, we mean the community. We mean a woman who saves a nation. We mean an Esther Malka. We mean a woman who gives of herself on behalf of somebody else. Be Vels, be Adenet, be Adaha to her center. We can choose to be the other way. I'm skipping a little. Don't worry, I'm skipping. I'm not going to keep you here all night. Why aren't you laughing? You want me to keep you all night?
Yeah.
Furthermore, we have. You don't want me to?
I said it's fine. We love you.
I love you too. We have an enhanced koach of something else. If we have chachma, bina, and das, we just gave examples of how we have an enhanced level over the men of each three. You know what else we have an enhanced level of? Tefillah. Remember, we started by talking about salvation, and he says, what gives us the right to daven? So I want to ask you a question. What does sicha mean? Don't read my notes if you're sitting next to me. What does sicha mean?
Conversation.
Tehillim 119:97. Ma ahafti sorasecha kol hayam yisichasi. I love Torah. All day it's conversation. What else does sicha mean? Twenty-four, 63. Yitzchak besada. Yitzchak went out to chapad mincha in the field. Yitzchak lasuach besada. Rashi says, lashon tefillah. Sicha means conversation. I love to talk about Torah. Conversation. Kol yom yisichasi. Sicha means daven. Sicha means something else. I just learned this past say from Bereshis. It's unbelievable. Bereshis 2:5. V'chol siach hasada terem yihyeh ba'aretz. Ah! Siach hasada means the plants of the field. The plants of the field didn't yet grow. You with me? Something very strange is going on. In Lashon HaKodesh, when the same root word means three different things, there's a connection. Siicha means conversation. Siicha means tefillah. Siicha means plants. Okay. The first two should be obvious or more easily understood. Through prayer, we what? Converse with the Almighty. You're having a conversation with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're talking to him. You're telling him what you need. I was not leaving my tefillin and my siddur in the pile in the middle of the concentration camp. Make a ruckus. I'm going back. Tefillin, siddur, tefillah, sicha. Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basada. Act out so I could get it back and put it in my boots. It's my conversation with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. My conversation with Hashem is prayer. What about plants? So I just saw, unbelievable, this past fall, Rav Avram Yitzchak Cohen Cook, Zeichad Tzadik Levracha, says something so tremendous. A plant grows under the right conditions. You give it soil, you give it water, you give it fertilizer, you give it nutrients, you give it sun, you give it light, you give it the right temperature. What's going to happen to the plant?
It's going to grow.
It's going to grow. Which direction does it grow in? It sets down roots and it grows up. Through the conversation of tefillah, says Rav Kook, what happens to man? He grows like a plant. And where do we grow? Up to the Almighty. Tefillah is sicha, conversation is sicha, and so are plants. Because man sets down roots through tefillah, and we grow upwards. So now when the Gemara tells us, 10 measures of sicha came to the world and woman took 9. You know that Gemara? They make fun of women that they talk too much. Yes? You never heard the Gemara? 10 measures of sicha came to the world. Woman took 9. So the men love to say, oh, look at this. 10 measures of speech came to the world and woman took 9.
We need them.
Or 10 kochos of tefillah came to the world and woman took 9. There's a very, very big difference. We have to take our kochos. We have to take our levels of enhanced wisdom, our chachma, bina, das, bishvili nivra ha'olam, balanced with the humility in the other pocket, anochi afer ve'efer. And we have to channel all of that correctly and use it to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now we come to one of my favorite Rashis on the Torah. Okay? Everything I said is based on Torah. Is there anything not based on Torah? The Torah holds us in such high esteem. Be who you are. Be proud of who you are. Serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with your kochos as a woman. Ready? If you heard me say it before, it's okay. If you know it, it's okay. We're going to say it again. I didn't teach in Parsha class this week on purpose because I knew I would be speaking about it tonight, so I didn't want the women to be bored. I'm happy to hear it twice. 38:8. They made the hand washing station, the sink in the base of Mikdash, in the Mishkan. What do you want to say, Tom? I'm hard because I know when people are talking. It's okay, you could say whatever you want.
It's all good.
He made the kiar of copper, the askanu nechoshes, and the pedestal of copper. With the mirrors of the women who congregated at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Ready? Put on your seatbelts. But Maros Hatzovos, what's so special about the mirrors of the women? And why, I want to ask you a question, which we're going to answer after we go through the Rashi. Why were they used to make a vessel that held water? Did you hear what I said? They were copper. They could have been used in the sockets. They could have been, bless you, they could have been used in the Mizbech and Nechoshas. Why Dafka to hold Mayim? Right? The kiyar was something that held water. From the water, the Kohanim would wash their hands and feet. But the copper could have been used to make anything. Why dafka, a kli that held water? Also, why was the kiyar the last thing we were commanded to make? The first thing we were commanded to make was the Aaron, which holds Torah. We understand why that's first. Torah has to be the bastion of your life. The kiyar was the last kli, the last implement we were commanded to make. Here we go. Benos Yisrael, hayubiyadan maros. The Bnei Yisrael had in their possession mirrors.
Sheraos behen kishahein miskashtos. They would look at them when they would beautify themselves. They weren't so different than us 4,000 years ago. They had mirrors, and before they left the house, they wanted to see how they looked. Va'af osom lo ikvu milahavi l'nidvas ha-mishkan. Even those mirrors that they used to beautify themselves, they didn't hold back from bringing for the contributions to the Mishkan. Va'haya mo'es Moshe behen. Moshe rejected them. Mipnei sha'asuim l'yetzer hara. They're made to fill the desire of the Yetzer Hara. Someone asked me a great question. Why would Moshe find them so unappealing? Hello? Hmm? Okay. Moshe was told to divorce his wife. Shuvu lacham lo'olechem va'ata po amod imadi. After Matan Torah, Moshe could not be married anymore. It was very unique in our history. Don't take a raya from him. Don't take an eitza from him. We all have a public life and a private life. Everybody. Moshe did not have a private life. So for him, hayam mo'is Moshe ben, what do you need the mirrors for? To seduce a man? You don't need it. He didn't understand. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, said to him, Kabal ki elu chavivin alai min hakol. Take them, for these are more dear to me than I. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking about? What's more dear, the mirrors or the woman? Chavivin. It ends with an end or nun. And then so feet. Those women are more dear to me than all. Why was the kiyar the last thing we were created to make, commanded to make? Acharon, acharon, chaviv. The last is more dear. Elu chavivin alai min akal. Why were they so precious? Al yadeim ha'amidu hanashim tzavos rabos b'mitzrayim. Through those mirrors, the women established legions of offspring in Egypt. Why? Kishahayu balei nigeim b'avodas perach. The men were exhausted. Men gave up. What happened to Amram and Yocheved? What did they say?
She loves it.
Amram and Yocheved, what did they do? What did Amram say? I don't think, honey, this marriage is such a good idea anymore. What's the point of bringing children into the world to be thrown into the Nilus River? What's the point of bringing children into the world to be thrown into the Danube River? What's the point of bringing children into the world to be buried on Har Menucho? What's the purpose of bringing children into the world to go up in flames in the Spanish Inquisition? Let's separate. Men gave up. The woman said, no. Who encouraged their parents to get back together? Miriam. Miriam Hanaviah said, you're worse than Pharaoh. Pharaoh decrees only on the males. You decree on the males and the females. The men were exhausted, so they got remarried. By the way, do you know the Medrash says when Amram and Yocheved split up, all the men divorced their wives? He was the Gadol Dor. You follow the example of the Gadol Dor. They got remarried. Baruch Hashem, they had Moshe. Kishayu balei nigeim bevodas parach, the men were exhausted with backbreaking labor. Hayu halchos umalichos lamachal mishta, the women would go bring them food and drink. Ready? Umachilos osam, they would actually feed the men. You know, us women are very smart. How did she get her husband drunk, Mrs. Om Ben Peles? She gave him a drink. Go lay down. What did they do here? They brought them food and drink. Not only did they bring them a basket of food and drink, they actually fed them. Rashi, look it up. I was teaching this in Monday class, a different venue. So one woman said, you don't have to get defensive. I said, I'm not getting defensive. It's so beautiful. I'm telling you to go look it up. The note, los hamaros, now they would start flirting. Excuse me. They would take the mirror. So you know you're holding a mirror and you put your head next to it. Oh, you know what I think of a selfie?
Yeah.
You have to look close together to get the picture. I'm not making this up. I mean, Rashi doesn't say selfie. I bring it down to 2016. But really, everyone put her head to her husband and said, look at us. She would entice him with words. Oh, you know I'm more handsome than you are. Through this, they would bring their husband to a point of desire. They would have relations with them. They would become pregnant. They would give birth there. And then Rashi goes on to talk about Sota, but for purposes of our learning, the Kiyar was made from those beautiful mirrors. Kabel! Ki elu chavivin alai min hakol. They are more dear to me than everything. Why is it last? Why are we commanded to make the cure last? Achun achun chaviv. Why does the dafka hold water? So I want to tell you something fascinating. Miriam was the one who said, get back together. Miriam represents the strength of a Jewish woman. If you look at the word Miriam, why was she called Miriam? So Mefarshim says she was born during a bitter time. Mar. It's a bad time. She was born during a time of bitterness. I just started a new Holocaust biography last night. I just finished one, and I just started another. I thought to myself, why am I reading this? It's 12:30. I can't put it down. I thought, why am I reading this? Zachar Sashar Salacha Malik. Coming up to Parsha Zachar. Why am I reading this? Because Lahashmi the Harugula Abed is calling you the Minarva Zokin Tafin Nashim. It's not in Persia. 2,500 years ago. It's not in the Spanish Inquisition in 1492. It wasn't 4,000 years ago in Pharaonic Egypt. It's not Germany in the 1930s. It's down till today. It's down till today. I'm a reading it. But don't forget the rest of what we say when we lift the cup at the Pesach Seder. Make a ruckus! I'm going back for my talis, my tefillin, my sidur, my picture of the Rebbe. I'm going back. Kishahayu ba'aleihen yegein ba'avodas perech. The husbands were exhausted. The husbands gave up. The husbands threw in the towel. The woman said, just a minute. I'm going in. I'm going back. Our people are not going down. She would take the mirror and entice her husband. Why does it hold Mayim? Because if you look at the name Miriam, you see something else. The Jewish woman has the koch to take out the mar, take out the resh, and what are you left with? Take out the bitter, you're left with Mayim. What's Mayim? Mayim is physical, absolute necessity for survival. You don't have water, the person's going to die. It's a fact. Mayim is Torah. Well, the Zarfai be Ein Mayim Ela Torah. Mayim is physical sustenance, Mayim is spiritual sustenance, and Mayim represents the woman. It's not by accident that the child grows in utero in an environment of water, so to speak. And I want to give my thanks to Rachi Fried, who told me there's something else. Don't take out the Mar from Mayim, from Miriam, change it. If you change Mar, you have Rome from Terumah. Rome means to lift up, to make exalted. The koach of the Jewish woman, the koach of a Miriam, is to take the mar, make it Rome, take the bitter, uplift yourself, and along the way sustain yourself and your people through the koach of Mayim. Mayim is Torah, Mayim is life, Mayim is the Jewish woman. One unknown diarist commented, and then I'm going to start to finish up. Oh my gosh, I did not realize how long I'm speaking. Please forgive me. One unknown diarist commented on seeing two, it's not late, we started early. One unknown diarist commented on seeing two pregnant women in the Warsaw Ghetto. Listen, quote, he saw two pregnant women in the Warsaw Ghetto. By looking in the mirror, they would arouse their husbands, they would have relations with them, and there the women became pregnant. If in today's dark and pitiless times, a Jewish woman can gather enough courage to bring a new Jewish being into the world and rear him, this is great heroism and daring. At least symbolically, these nameless Jewish heroines do not allow for the total extinction of Jews and of Jewry. That's our koach. And of course, who is that talking about? From every woman, from Sarah to Rivka, from Rachel to Leah, from Tamar to Miriam, we've spoken about Miriam, all the way down to Esther Hamalka, down to each and every one of you who sits in this room. Medrash says, let Esther, the granddaughter of Sarah, who lived for 127 years, come rule over 127 provinces. There's a direct correlation between each Jewish woman. Esther is not the great removed distant cousin of Sarah. She's like her daughter. Because the koach that we have is passed down in each generation. Esther and the power of one. Esther who could have thrown in the towel. Esther who could have chosen to save herself. She could have pretended to be someone she was not at the expense of others. She understood Arevus, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh, we are all guarantors. She understood that the woman does not give up in the darkest times of night. She understood the power of one. She rose to the occasion to save not herself, but the people. Leich, one of my favorite psukim in the Megillah, which you probably heard me quote already. Leich knosas kol yehudim hanimtzaim b'shushan. V'tzumu alai v'al tochu v'al tishtu shloshas yamim laila v'yam gam ani v'narosai etzum kei. Uvachein avo al melech. I will go to the king. I will rise to the occasion. I will use my chachma, my bina, my da'as. I will do my best to save these people. Kasher avadati, avadati. If it doesn't work, if I shall perish, then I shall perish. But the koach of the Jewish woman, of each one of us, in our personal difficult times, because we all have them, and in our national Jewish times, because we certainly have them. Tama ki tov sachra lo yichba balayla neira. In the darkest of times, her candle does not go out at night. Vayomer la melach, malach Esther, Malka, what do you want, said the king. The melach, the king of kings, is waiting for us to come to him. He's waiting to fulfill our requests. Ma bakasha seich, what do you want? Achatzi amalchus vateas. Let us use our wisdom, our intuition, our divine inspiration. Never forget the koach of tefillah. Always go back for your tefillin and your siddur. We must rise to the time of our lives. Im la'eis kazos higat l'malchus. We have to fulfill our unique tafkidim that he has bestowed upon us. I'm going to pass over to Myrna right now, but I do want to end with what my son said. This shows you what I told him when I'm speaking about. He said, women can change a man or a husband. For example, when the Shvatim met Esav, they hid Dina in a box. Dina would have been able to change Esav with her beauty. Yaakov did the wrong thing by hiding Dina. This shows you, quote, women have a power to do stuff, men do not. Good luck. Thank you, ladies. I wish everybody a very freilich and freilich and freilich and purim and a chodesh adar beis, mishenichlas adar marbim besimcha. Amen v'amen.